This is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 27th. I'm Lisa Young. After spending more than $100,000 on branding, design, and fabrication, Ouray City Council put the brakes on its wayfinding initiative project, slated to cost up to more than $800,000. According to reporting in the Ouray County Plain Dealer, the large maroon wayfinding signs installed last summer on Main Street triggered protests from residents and business owners who detested their size and appearance. Now those signs will be removed. Additionally, council members voted to scrap the multi-year wayfinding project during a regular council meeting on February 17th. More on this story is available online at ouraynews.com. The Western Slope Conservation Center launched its Gunnison Outdoor Resources Protection Act photo contest. This year's contest features three unique categories. Contestants should review all guidelines and details before submitting photos. The deadline is May 20th. If passed, the GORP Act would protect more than 730,000 acres of public land in western Colorado. The bill's supporters in the U.S. Congress include Democratic Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, as well as Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd, representing Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. In regional news, Arizona's transgender community is actively pushing back on immigration enforcement. For Arizona News Connection, Mark Moran has the story.
Arizona transgender rights advocates are pushing back on immigration enforcement tactics being employed in the state and across the country. They say trans people face many of the same discriminatory practices that immigrants face and have for decades. Issa Noyola, director of the Border Butterflies Project for the Transgender Law Center, says trans immigrants seeking asylum face an especially difficult challenge in the current political climate, and that immigrant and transgender rights abuses intersect.
Our work is in supporting folks to find safety in the system and safety during the process, and getting folks stabilized with housing, getting folks stabilized in getting support services on the ground with other organizations, looping them with other services that exist.
Through a series of executive orders, Noyola says the Trump administration has adopted a whole-of-government approach that has restricted the rights of transgender and other marginalized people, calling it a common-sense agenda. The Border Butterflies Project is a coordinated response for transgender people at the southern border who are seeking asylum and facing obstacles. Noyola says it's been difficult even for immigrant rights groups to understand the challenges they face, including violence and exploitation.
So much of our work was to kind of get them to see sort of the ways that they can be more intentional in supporting trans immigrants and queer immigrants in their immigration work.
The Border Butterflies Project also focuses on leadership development, community organizing, and working to change laws that target the LGBTQ community. I'm Mark Moran for Arizona News Connection.
On today's KVNF Farm Friday, we wrap up our coverage of the 2026 Roots of Renewal Conference held in Montrose last month. KVNF's Brody Wilson interviews Anna Claire Molazon, a rancher from Guffey, Colorado.
My name is Anna Claire Molazon, and I live in Guffey, Colorado. It's right in the middle of the state. I have a ranch up above 9,000 feet, raising cattle and sheep and hogs in the summer. And off-ranch, I'm actually a rangeland ecosystem scientist. So I do, I have an entire off-ranch career where I do research, I do consulting, I do program development.
It's no small thing for you to make your way over here. Why come to this conference?
Mm-hmm. Well, I came last year for the first time as a speaker with a group of colleagues. We did a DIY soil health workshop. Cool. And it was my first time coming, even though I know they've been doing this for a long time. It's, you know, the Western Slope is kind of a bubble when you're used to being in other parts of the state. And I had heard about the conference, never been until we were invited to present. And when I came here last year, I just loved it. I love the small, local Colorado context. And I met wonderful people. I thought it was well organized. The speakers were great. The keynote was great. And when I saw it come through my email feed that registration was open for this year, I had to come.
I'm really inspired by how many people are putting into practice really innovative approaches, especially around ranching and regenerative ranching, with a real focus on soil health.
So I come from a family that has a background in ag from generations, but I did not grow up in agriculture directly. My parents did not have ag professions, so I'm a generation or two removed. But it was always my dream. I always wanted to be riding horses. I'm in love with large animals. I think they're fascinating. They have superpowers that we can only begin to understand. He was talking this morning about how cows can smell, their maternal instincts. I just love working with large animals. I love being out in nature, and this was a career path and a lifestyle path that was just the absolute perfect fit for me. In terms of the state of ag and soil health and what I see on my own land and around me, as well as professionally, I work all over the United States, is that we have become very detached from our ability to think system, to think of ag as from a systems perspective. So looking at the soil, the plants, the microbiome of the soil, and then all of those trophic levels from, you know, invertebrates to birds and mammals and carnivores. And we don't think of it as this interconnected system. And so when we try to come up with solutions to poor soil or poor fertility or poor production, we tend to be a little cause and effect myopic. And so we bring in solutions that are like treatments, more of like just one-offs, right? We're not looking at the co-benefits or the co-consequences of certain solutions. And so that, to me, is one of the big challenges that we have in our mental framework around agriculture, is to look at our agricultural systems as ecosystems and look at them holistically, systematically, because you don't do one thing and it only has one effect. You do one thing and you're going to affect a spectrum of things.
I love this framing, that maybe the change that's happening is a shift from problem and solution to a systems-based thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we saw that in this keynote where, you know, talking about thistle keeping him up at night and being such a huge worry, yeah, until he learned about this larger systems benefit. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you think is happening? Do you think this systems-based thinking is really taking root in the community today? Like, do you see that? It sounds like you're doing it. You're advocating for this way of thinking. Is this mainstream yet?
Yeah, I don't think it's mainstream yet. And I have a skewed perspective, because the people that I work with, the landowners and ranchers that I work with, are already ready to launch. You know, they've already decided, I'm done with the old way. And so I'm used to being around a little more kind of open-minded, progressive ranchers and landowners. So I think my perspective is skewed. So a lot of my world are filled with people who are thinking like this. But I think I don't think it's mainstream yet. But I think that it is growing. I really do believe that. And I think that younger generations are moving into positions of managership, ownership, and they're shifting the needle as they come up into their prime of their own careers and, yeah, land ownership as well.
Anna Claire, is there anything you think that people who weren't able to make it to the conference, we reach mostly a Western Slope audience, should know about what's happening either at this conference or in general today in ag?
I think that no matter where you live in Colorado, this is a relevant conference to come to. It's not just Western Slope centric. And the diversity of speakers, anything from soil health to financial planning to specialty crops to grazing systems, you can come here and be in good company and learn something new. This feels like home.
That's your KVNF regional newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. I'm Lisa Young.